Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Uh-oh, Terry's got a whole notepad full of notes. Scribbles?
Scribbles?
Notes?
Yeah. Well, even the notes that aren't scribbles are scribbles, because I look like chicken scratches when I write. But
that means we've got a number of things to talk about.
We do.
What's
we've
at the
got
top?
A list.
Yeah, what's at the top of that list, Terry?
Well, I'm going to start off with a bad thing.
Did somebody do bad things about dogs?
Yes.
Ruh-roh. What?
Yeah, and she's on my list.
Uh-oh. You don't want to be on Terry's
no.
list.
No. So, the folks that follow us on Twitter and Facebook probably saw some postings about a German Shepherd named Courage.
Yes.
Well, Courage was nearly starved to death. His owner locked him in a garage-like area for 5 weeks without food and water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, all I have is an opinion on that, but she's scum, is my opinion. So I don't really know the reality behind it because it hasn't come out.
Was she just trying to see how long it took a dog to die?
No. I just don't think she thought about it. The feeling I get, I've seen a couple of news articles, and the first report was very different than what is fleshed out. Mm-hmm. The first report was that kept Courage in a kennel,
mm-hmm.
actually like a shipping crate type kennel,
uh-huh.
little box,
mm-hmm.
Not a real kennel. And as the story has gotten fleshed out and investigations have taken place, it was more of a shed,
mm-hmm.
so a bigger space, but nonetheless.
But no food and water for 5 weeks.
Right.
So the dog is skin and bones, but survived.
36 pounds. This is a full-grown adult German Shepherd. Should be 70, 80 pounds. Barely survived. When they found the dog, it couldn't do anything. It was alive, but it couldn't do anything.
He couldn't stand. He could do nothing but
nothing.
Lie there.
So the rescuers took him to the vet,
mm-hmm.
and they did intravenous stuff, checked his organs. The organs, so far, so good.
Had not shut down,
thank God.
Had not
shut down. Otherwise, there would be nothing they could do. Last report, which was Friday that I saw, was that he was eating, starting to gain a little bit of weight, and is starting to try to stand, which are all good signs.
That's huge, yeah.
So, it doesn't say exactly what happened. It was an anonymous tip that came in from someone that knew about the dog. But the individual's name, and if you see her, be sure to slap her. Her name is Kimberly Nizzato, and she was actually a vet tech.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Fired recently, but a vet tech.
I would hope so. She's evil.
Yeah. Yeah, if we see the pictures of her, she's evil. She needs to be put down.
What part of the country did this happen in? Do we know?
You know, I don't have that in my notes, but it's probably in the article.
It doesn't matter, but
very series of articles.
But you know, Terry and I are aware of way too much cruelty to animals just because we are immersed in the dog world. This is just like
this is
over
bad.
The top. I just can't fathom why anyone would starve a dog. If you can't take care of the dog, find the dog a new home. You know, get the dog into, you know, a rescue group or something. There are so many things that you can do. That dog would have been better let loose on and fending for himself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was with some of the early reports. I don't know if they've ever been confirmed. There were early reports where he was eating dirt, which probably gave enough moisture for him to survive.
Wow. Poor baby.
I just like, wow. I just can't even imagine that. And so nonchalant about it. It was
and
like,
so,
oops.
Now, what are the authorities doing with this person?
She's in jail right now on a $50,000 bail, and they're going to prosecute because this...
Felony?
Depends on the state.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to look at the state and see. Actually, that could be a follow-up thing
right.
we could do. I'll research that. It just depends. Some states are so lackadaisical that...
About dog or animal stuff.
Animal stuff, yeah. So it varies.
Well, I wonder how she would do after 5 weeks of no food and water.
I'd love to find out.
Appropriate punishment? Yeah, yeah.
sorry.
No, it's just...
This pissed me off.
Well, and it should. It should piss everybody off. And I hope that this is going to be one of those stories for Courage, the dog, that has one of those fabulous, crazy, happy endings with, you know, a wonderful new family, a new forever home. plenty of food and water for the rest of his life. Yeah. Do we know how old he is? Is he?
No, okay. Other than an adult. I don't know.
But so, you know, people, all we can do is try to be aware of the insanity that goes on in this world, with the cruelty to animals by people. And the way that we can help, I think, is just to be involved as much as you can. You know, be involved with rescue groups. Be involved with anything that's helping dogs, cats, animals, whatever. Because if you're not part of some kind of solution to help some animals, then you're part of the problem.
Exactly. If you see something's wrong, step up and say something.
Right. You got to do it, because thankfully somebody made that phone call and courage was able to survive at least up until now. And I hope that, you know, I hope that they can bring him back from the brink of death.
It sounds like they're making progress. I haven't seen any articles this weekend yet.
Okay.
So it's all happened last week, everything I read. And like I said, it was sort of an evolution, because at first it was rescuers' reports, and then it got into what the actual news reports were.
Right.
So a lot of data. And but nonetheless, at least he's in a place where he has a chance.
So, you know, say a little prayer for courage, this, you know, today and every day, and all the dogs like him who... You know, rescuers are trying to save, and people are being inhumane too. We need them not to have animals or access to them. Bad, evil woman.
You're being very kind.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like
that. but this is usually a PG-rated.
Well, yeah, we try to be PG.
We try really hard. All right, Terry, next on the list.
Well, it's good news about animal cruelty.
Ooh, what, what?
So we're in Virginia, if people don't realize that yet. And our governor, Bob McDonald, has passed a law that's HB 281 on animal cruelty, which increases the penalties for not treating animals appropriately. And there's a list of that. But the summary of it is, there's two pieces. It's that the owners have to provide adequate food, shelter, water, veterinary care. If they don't, it's now, it went from a Class 4 misdemeanor, it's now a Class 2 misdemeanor for first offense.
Okay.
And the second piece of that is that they have to provide adequate space, exercise, and care. Another piece of care around that. I'm not sure how they differentiate it. I haven't read the whole details.
Right.
Or else it's a Class 3 misdemeanor.
That's terrific.
So it's a start. It's
right.
Getting better.
Oh, yeah.
He's very pro-animal.
That's
so.
Excellent. Yo, Gov! Good job, man.
That's a good, good piece of it.
Well, that is huge. And I think because I'm not terribly fond of politics and politicians and all that junk, I tend to poo-poo this stuff because it's never enough, you know, fast enough for me.
Right.
But it has to go in baby steps, you
right.
know. So if you make penalties a little bit tougher, you know, every year, every year, every year, or every few years, it's going in the right direction.
And there are cash penalties that go along with the actual...
Good. So there are fines.
There are fines, yes. So I don't remember what they were, but...
At least they're fines.
Hundreds of dollars of fines. So
and,
enough to hurt.
And this has to go through our General Assembly next fall when they come back in session?
I think it's this week.
Is it this week? Seriously?
I think it's Wednesday of this week. They'll go through this because there's a second piece to this. So there's two things that he signed in for Animal Act. But
wow.
I think it's this Wednesday that they go
seriously
for signature. Yeah.
That's fabulous. Well, you know, all good news. We'll try to find a link to put up so people can follow this because, you know, we want all the animal-friendly politicians we can get out there. And we want to always remember to thank them.
And if you're not, you can be replaced.
You bet. This is the U.S. of A. We have voting rights, you know. Okay, then.
So the other law that he signed was anti-BSL for Virginia. So in summary, what it said was that shelters cannot discriminate and euthanize based on breed.
Is that the one that failed in the General Assembly this last year, or one similar
to
it?
I don't know if they're affiliated or not.
Okay, I'm going to have to read up more on this, but that's great news.
It still has to go to the GA for signature,
right.
But he's encouraging them to do it, and his statement is he's expecting them both to be signed. So
good for him.
Hopefully. Because, I mean, BSL's bad. I mean, it's just, it's insanity.
And, guys, it's breed-specific legislation. If you don't know about it, you need to educate yourself. Right. Because if you own any kind of dog and BSL continues at the pace it's going at, you may someday not be able to have a German Shepherd, a Rottweiler, anything. Because right now it's all about the bully breeds.
Right.
But that, you know, the way this stuff goes, you let them, anybody slide laws in that are against a specific breed, that's going to increase to other breeds later on down the road if you're not careful.
And some of the lists, it depends on, you know, the small towns are the worst, right? So if you got small town politics, and following this BSL stuff is just insanity, because I don't even remember what town it was. It was, you know, Hickville, USA.
Right.
But they had, you know, there's a list that typically make it, which are the bully breeds and the Rottweilers and the German Shepherds are typical,
right,
on those banned lists. And then they get down into Dalmatians and pretty much what anything listed with a square brick-like head. And
Dandy, that could be my lab.
It could be labs. That just a square head? And what the heck does brick-like head mean?
Seriously, it said that?
Said brick-like, yeah, it was in quotes.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Brick-like head. I was like, wow. And these people are in charge. Somebody voted these ignorant SOBs in.
Right. How insane is this?
I don't get it.
Because your head looks a certain way, we're not going to allow you.
Right. It doesn't make it. Breed discrimination in dogs makes no more sense than discriminating a human based on looks or color.
Exactly, it's the same thing.
Or gender.
It's the same kind of discrimination.
It's madness.
Yes.
Every dog's an individual, and every person's an individual. There's good and bad in everybody, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, folks, we hope only, if nothing else, we just want to make you guys think. If you're sitting back, fat, dumb, and happy with your own wonderful dog at your side and blinders on, there is a bigger world out there, and we want you involved in it. We want you, if you are an animal lover, you know, step up to the plate. And, you know, if all you can do is write a check to an organization that's a good organization, do that. But what's even better is get involved. Get involved in the politics that impact dog laws. Get involved with rescuing dogs, with anything that's a positive impact on dogs in this world. You can make a difference.
Yep, you can, and it's really easy. And remember, when you're writing those checks, think of the small shelters, the small rescues.
Yeah.
And remember that if you have a Humane Society in your town, it is not affiliated with HSUS.
Right.
They are separate, and there's no affiliation whatsoever.
Is that the same with SPCAs?
It is. The ASPCA is not affiliated with any individual
SPCAs.
Yeah.
So, like, our Richmond SPCA has absolutely nothing to do with the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Correct.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So, yeah, I think that is confusing. So people need to know that. And, you know, especially if your local, for example, SPCA like ours is a no-kill facility, keep that in mind. That piece of it's really important. That means that they just don't put a bunch of dogs to death just because they don't have room or whatever.
Right.
So ask questions, educate yourself. Again, be part of the solution.
Right.
Every one of you is capable of helping one dog, many dogs, a community. Be part of it. And because it's so rewarding, man.
Yeah.
Just get out there and volunteer a little bit.
Right.
Terry volunteers. I volunteer. One of the things, just as an aside, one way you can volunteer is to foster.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people do or don't know about foster programs, but many, many small rescue groups, the only way they can survive, because they don't have always a building where they can house dogs waiting for their forever homes, is they use foster families. And, you know, if you absolutely passionately love, give me a breed, Great Danes, look into a Great Dane breed rescue in your area. They're probably needing homes temporarily for dogs who are on the wait list to find their forever home.
Right.
How cool to bring a spare dog into your house for a little while. Look after him, let him be part of your pack. And be part of that transition, absolutely.
Save a life. Because if they've got a home for one, then they can take another one in.
Exactly. That's what fostering's about.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, get thinking about it. I hope that you don't sleep tonight because you're thinking about what should I be doing for dogs.
I don't sleep at night anyway.
That's
so
right. No, I meant them, Terry, honey. Listeners. Yeah, I hope it wakes you up tonight and tomorrow that you take action.
Excellent.
Be part of it.
Well, there's always more to talk about, but I think this is an episode.
I think it is, too. We'll see y'all next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.